Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Welcome to Heater Newman Gym. Final minutes or final seconds of the girls' game just tipping away right now. There's the final buzzer. Lady Cavers were victorious 55-48 over the Sheldon Irish. Both boys' teams are taking the floor as we speak here on a Friday night. Last home game, as a matter of fact, for both the Lady Cavers and the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight as... we're looking to end the season, get into the playoffs. All that lies just ahead as, once again, the boys' team's on the end right now, starting to their warm-ups. Cavemen in a huddle themselves. They've taken that upon themselves to go to the far in the north end of the gym now. It is Valentine's Day, but the great gym will sound a little bit different tonight. The cheer squad is in Portland competing in statewide competitions there. There's no band tonight. I wasn't aware that they weren't going to be here tonight, but I'm sure there's a good reason for it. And, of course, it's senior night, which means that we'll be introducing the senior players and their parents for the Grants Pass basketball team. They will probably recognize the senior players from the Sheldon Irish, too. They did for the girls' game. And, of course, that means that we're running a little late. If you're wondering what happened to us, we expected to, according to the schedule, we should be eight. Well, the first period should be over by now. So we apologize for that, but recognize once again that there have been at least six games here this afternoon with the way things have been scheduled here. And trying to get hit a schedule close to the mark is extremely difficult. So all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the gym. And if you've got time, come on out and join us. Bring your Valentine along, as a matter of fact, and we'll have a great time tonight with a classic matchup between the Grants Pass Cavemen and the Sheldon Irish, and we'll be talking more about what this matchup means tonight when we talk with head coach Joel Jesse when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Time now for word from head coach Joel Jesse Curtis here, good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, since we began talking, the next game has always been the most important, no more important than tonight.
No more important than tonight. We're playing the number one team in the SWC. So, you know, our goal is to beat them and do ourselves a favor in the state rankings tonight, Chuck.
All right, well, good. Obviously, I wouldn't expect your fellows to be anything but up for it, but can you get a read on the team in a situation like this before you take the floor?
Oh, no, they're ready. The unfortunate thing, the senior night, there's just a lot of extra. And, you know, sometimes it's too much for Edmonds, and sometimes it's just what they need, you know. So every year, senior night is way different, and hoping that tonight is definitely something that gets them pumped up and gets them going.
You have preached defense all season long. So, as long as we've had this relationship going, you talk defense, and that's what it's going to take tonight, I assume. Only it's going to take four quarters of defense.
Yeah, you know, we'll be focused a lot tonight, Chuck, on Sheely and Graziano and Forche. You know, our job will be to stop those three guys this evening, limit their touches, and If they do touch the ball, make sure that everything is really hard. Nothing open to get them going and get their confidence. And so our job tonight is a tough one, but our boys are up for it, and we feel highly confident that we can do it.
How low do you have to keep their score down tonight? You have a feel for that? You want to keep them certainly under 60. Any lower than that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we like to be anywhere between 45 and 55, Chuck. You know, that's where we feel comfortable due to the way that we score the basketball. So, you know, the last couple games, I think we've scored, you know, little better than what we have in the past.
Your average has definitely come up.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with Peyton Bruner. You know, he's averaging 20-plus points a game the last four games. And, you know, it's just part of it. Jordan's doing a great job at finishing and hitting long shots, too. So, you know, our two scorers are doing what they're needing to do. And then, you know, occasionally we get a Kingston to show up, and then we get a Tim Hart and a Grady McKittrick to put the ball in, and then you get Zach both ways.
All right. You met them once before on their floor, played them very tough for three quarters, and just seemed to run out of gas in that fourth period. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have Peyton that last game, and right. That added another player. Adding our best player and adding another player to the rotation definitely will bode well for us tonight. They're nervous about Peyton. As soon as we lost, we were in the, you know, the Sheldon coach basically said, "Hey, we know you guys are down." Da 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 da. I didn't like that, but you know, that's just being who Sheldon is sometimes, and he meant well by it. But you know, because I want our boys to compete, whether we're fully healthy or not, but they're worried about Peyton, and we're going to make sure that Peyton gets tons of touches tonight, make them double team us, and hopefully some other players step up tonight.
Coach, they come in, if you look at just the schedules, they're undefeated in conference. You look around our conference here, and there really is a great deal of parity this year. Usually at this time of year, I can start looking at everybody's schedule and saying, okay, here's how they're going to finish, here's how this other team is going to finish. Is it going to be North or South Medford? Who do we have to contend with? Is it Sheldon? I don't know this year. Sheldon, although undefeated, looks beatable to me.
Sheldon's beatable, you know, Chuck. I really believe that if Peyton was 100%, we'd be the team that hadn't lost a conference game, to be honest. You know, Peyton's still playing at about 75-80%, and you know, he gives his teammates a lot of confidence. I mean, I know that you can see it. Our boys feel it, and so that's what it's all about. So they're very, very beatable, and we are definitely going for it tonight. Like everything in their beans, they're so pumped up right now that I can't wait to see him perform tonight.
All right. We're all in, folks, and we'll be all in when we come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
Wipeout Hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will resurface your vehicle, but take care of you.
All right, Coach, specific game plan tonight. Lots of touches for Bruner. Anything special that we haven't seen before?
We actually added a new play on the offensive side. Defense, you'll see the same stuff. We'll have to make an adjustment on how they play Peyton. You know, they were there as a full team when they watched us at South Eugene, scouting us because they hadn't seen Peyton in real life. So, we're locked in on that, getting Jordan and Peyton touches, and we'll see what happens. I feel that you know, some of our other kids are going to have good shooting nights. We've had a good week of practice.
All right. Well, you're talking about Connolly, McKittrick. Certainly, Zach DeShane certainly capable of going off when he's that busy defending.
Yeah, and Tim Hart, you know, he shoots that long ball, gets everybody excited about it.
He's got more threes than anybody on the team.
Yep. You know, he shoots with a lot of confidence, and appreciate that, you know, whether they're 20 feet out from the three-point line or 3 feet from the three-point line, he feels like he can hit everyone that he shoots. So that's a good mentality from a shooter.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about the South Eugene Axe. They've got three big guys. You've already mentioned them. That's Shelly.
Sheldon Irish.
Sheldon Irish, yes. That's Shelly, Forche, and Graziano. They've got a couple other guys there. But yeah. those three, do you have to get them below their averages, or can you just hold them their averages?
You know, Shelly hurt us last time. I think we kept Forche and Graziano underneath their average. When we played him, we just let Shelly score like 25.
24 is what I had him for with about 5 3-pointers. So get him beyond the arc.
Yeah. So our goal is to really take the ball out of his hands. We feel like he's probably their best player just because he has the ball in his hands quite a bit. We're going to make him go downhill. We're not going to give him a lot of easy looks for three. That's kind of what hurt us last game. And just make sure that we're really aware with our, our touch, talk, and take defense that we do and in our switching, and make sure that they're hard and all that stuff.
All right, Coach, I usually ask this one, sometimes I don't, but the one thing that needs to happen to put that W up tonight, just one.
Chuck.
You can just say a name if you want.
Well, I mean, you know that the one thing, you know, Peyton's got to score about 20 points for us to be successful tonight. 20 or more. Everything else, you know, that you and I have ever talked about, you know, with our defense and stuff that you've already covered. But, you know, the two things is going to be Peyton scoring 20 points. You asked for one, but I'm giving you two.
Yeah.
The other one's rebounding. We got to rebound the basketball.
Here you go, Coach. Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you after the upset coming up tonight here on KAJO Radio. You've been listening to Head Coach Joel Jesse. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 3, averaging 24 points a game since he's returned, is Peyton Bruner. He is a 6'3 senior. Also getting the start tonight, number 23, a 6'5 sophomore, Jordan Rosetta, averaging 16 points a game. And number 1, Zach Deshane, the point guard, 5'9 senior. He's the floor general, averaging 8.3 points per contest. Kristen Connolly, 6 foot junior, wearing number 4. Conley averaging 6.7 points per game. And Tim Hart, the senior, getting the start tonight at a height of 6 foot. Hart is the leading 3-point shooter on the team. He has 17 in 2025, more than anyone else. So those are the starting five for the Grants Pass Cavemen right now. We'll be back and speculate on the Sheldon Irish's starters right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, starting for the Irish tonight, or at least here's what they here's how they started last month in Eugene. Number five, a 6'3" senior, is Nathan Shelley. We talked about Shelley with head coach Jesse. Shelley had 24 points in that game, 5 3-pointers, was 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Also expected to start tonight, a 6'5" senior, wearing number 11, Eli Forsha, at 18 points in that contest. He hit 3 out of 4 of his free throw attempts. Rocco Graziano, another double-figure scorer, wearing number 4. He is a 6'2" senior. He had 10 points in that game, 2 3-pointers, was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. A 6'3" senior, Kelson Sperry, had 4 points in that game. And the fifth starter was a 6'3" senior, Gabe Alvarado. He wears number 10. Did not pick up a score in that game, but was certainly a factor. So those are the starters that we have now, courtesy of our good friends at Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned for the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. We're reached the five-minute mark on the warm-up clock. They have stopped it to introduce the seniors tonight, and they've just introduced Peyton Brunner, who is taking the field right now with his parents. They'll move to the center. And let's see, I'm not sure who is next in a row. Maybe just Shane, we'll see. So Peyton Brunner being introduced right now, once again, run down his numbers, the PA announcer did. Number one, Zach DeShane being introduced. 5'9 senior. He's been a factor all season long. Once again, averaging 8.3 points per game. He's a free throw shooter. 88.8% of his free throws drop through the net. I think we've only got one more senior, and that's Tim Hart. And so DeShane has come to the center of the floor. And next in a row, number 24, Tim Hart. Hart is averaging just under 6 points per game, but he has 17 three-point shots. And they're, when he takes one, they're more than 20 feet out, folks. I mean, some of them are approaching 30 feet out. He can hit them. So 17 threes. Look for Tim to shoot that three again tonight against the Sheldon Irish. He did in the last game. He had 3 threes against the Irish on their floor. Those are your 3 seniors tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We've introduced, and I don't have this young man's name. Let's see if I can find it quickly. One of the managers. And let me see. I do not have it. I apologize. At any rate, we're pretty close to getting this one underway, folks. So let's point out a couple of things as we talked about doing the keys to tonight's game, brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. We'll get to that now. First of all, let's run down what happened the last time these two teams met back on January 17th. Now, Jordan Rosetta had a pretty good night there. He had 10 points. 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Tim Hart that night had 9 points on 3 threes. McKittrick had 8 points on 2 threes and a 2. And, of course, we didn't have Zach Brunner. So here's what transpired in that game. At the end of the first period, Grants Pass was ahead 13-8. at the half, we were ahead by two, 26-24. At the end of three periods of play, we were down by two, 37-35. So then in the fourth quarter, it's like the wheels fell off. Caveman just ran out of gas. Final score there, 53-37. Grants Pass was held to 2 points in that final period. So that won't happen tonight. Rest assured, that will not be the case. As right now, the teams are moving back onto the floor, getting ready to get this contest underway. In terms of height, they're certainly higher than we are, taller than we are. Once again, starting five, 6'3", 6'5", 6'2", 6'3", 6'3". There you have it. They'll come off the bench with a smaller man to work the point, Kai Gallick. You'll hear his name a lot, Pep. Perhaps Andy Raz also, either one of those. But starting lineup pretty tall for Grants Pass. But Grants Pass doesn't seem to be intimidated by tall. We seem to play better against tall teams than we do against teams that are equal to us. So that's the situation there. More after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
We talked with head coach Jesse about defense and what to expect here. Let me give you a little opportunity here. In 10 games that we've covered since the beginning of the year, Grants Pass is averaging 52.6 points per game. So they want to keep their opponents below that if they can at all possible. So their opponents are averaging 50.3 points per game. So they've been successful to that end. And once again, the last time they held the Eugene team to 53 points, while really running out of gas in the second period or in the fourth period, and just unable to put the ball through the hoop. So those are some of the things we'll be looking for. The Cavemen, with both Bruner and Rosetta underneath the basket, are a better rebounding team, but they really need a little bit of edge against this team that is just as tall. Look for a lot of physical contact under the boards tonight, particularly around Rosetta. He seems to be the target. Now, Rosetta is listed at 6'5", Bruner at 6'3", but Bruner has a leaping ability that is, he'll out-jump Jordan. But we've got a couple of other guys in there that can rebound. Kingston and Jameis Traylor, who's coming off the bench tonight, both have incredible leaping ability and great timing ability on the part of Zach DeShane. He'll get as many rebounds many times as the big guys, and he's coming in at 5'9". Nobody should tell him he's 5'9". He doesn't believe it. A couple of minutes left on the clock right now. The Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, has brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned for the opening tip coming after this 1 minute Cape Madden timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Here's what we're looking at coming up for the Grants Pass Cavemen. This is the last home game. Next Tuesday, but it's not next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, we'll be on the road at North Medford High School. Now, I hope you've heard about the North Medford's gym roof collapsing. So that gym is off the scheme. But if you've been a Caveman fan for a long time, we're going to the previous South Medford, the old gym, which is now, I think they call it Oakdale Middle School. But that's where they'll be playing next Wednesday night. We'll have that game live for you. And I think it's scheduled to start at 6 p.m. We'll double-check that. Keep your dial set right here. Then we'll finish on the road the following Tuesday at Willamette High School. And I believe that's a 6:45 or 7 o'clock start. So just keep your dial right here, and we'll keep you informed on what's coming forward. So do the Cavemen need to win out? Well, let's run down that situation right now. The Cavemen on the season are in third place right now with a 5-4 record. Third place will get you in to the playoffs, but you got to stay there because South Eugene is right behind at a 4-4 record. So is South Medford with a 4-4 record. And, well, it's going to be tough. Grants Pass almost has to win out in order to save that, particular position. The top 32 teams also get in to the playoffs, and Grants Pass right now is ranked 32nd. Now, with a win tonight, that will improve. The two wins on the road also, should they win out, would improve that significantly. So that's kind of the situation we're looking at. At this point, it's win out, and we'll go on and play some playoff games. Grants Pass could be poised for that. This Sheldon team does not look that impressive, when we mentioned that before. So the PA announcer is running through his regular announcement prior to getting a game underway. And now for the starting five. They didn't introduce the seniors for the Sheldon Irish this time. They did on the girls' team. Number two getting the start tonight is Kai Gaelic. He is a 5'8 junior. And number four being introduced, Rocco Graziano. Number five being introduced is Nathan Shelley. Number 10 being introduced is Gabe Alvarado. And number 11 is Eli Forche. So it's Shelley, Forche, Graziano, Alvarado, and Gaelic on the floor for the Irish to get this contest underway. So we're getting real close, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's first quarter going to be brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for ceiling, cheap ceiling, dust control, all your site preparation needs. Zach DeShane being introduced right now. Getting high fives from all his classmates on the far side of the gym. Number three, Bruner, tossing a small basketball into the stands over there. Coming along is Kingston Connolly. He has one of those two, and he hands it up. He had a picker. And then Jordan Rosetta throws one up into the upper budget to some seniors there. And then Mr. Tim Hart comes on. He's keeping his, I think, as he comes to the sidelines. No, he tosses it to somebody just below us here. All right, we're ready to get this one underway, folks. Get close to your radios. Going to be an exciting 32 minutes of basketball. Bruner will jump center. He's squaring off against number 11, Eli Porsche. They're 6'5", senior. And the officials, not on the, well, they're here. They're just not right out of the middle of the court yet. They're just in front of the scorer's bench, and now they're going to take the floor. Basketball is on the floor on the far side, right on the half-court mark. Both officials are ready. Yes, everybody's ready. We've got three. Moves into the center circle. Whistle, a ball high in the air, controlled in the backcourt by the Irish. They're wearing their green uniforms with a white piping and numerals. Out front ball, left-hand side on the wing. Looking down low for a cutter early here. Grants Pass on a man-to-man defense. Ball out front in the hands of Graziano. Graziano turns, drives, gets to the paint, kicks right-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic back on the wing, right-hand side. Shot is up and good for number four, Graziano, and he hits the first mark from beyond, and the Cavemen are down by 3-0. Lead pass goes into DeShane. DeShane over to Conley. Conley across the timeline to Rosetta, right-hand side into DeShane. DeShane to the free throw line. Bounce pass outside to Conley. Into the corner, yep, for three, and tries to answer with its own three from Hart. It's off, no good. Rebound came out off of Rosetta. It's still Irish basketball. They're up 3-0. 7:19 to play. You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO. Grants Pass live from Heater Numa Gym tonight. Gaelic brings the ball down right side, right front court. On the wing, working against Conley. Cross to the left-hand side. Hands the ball off quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado to the baseline, right-hand side. Spins, lays one up off glass, and it's good. Alvarado answers. Whistle stops the action. They haven't put that up yet. And the official comes aside there. The basket is good, so it's a 5-point lead right now. And the foul called on on Connolly. So Connolly will pick up the first mark for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And at the free throw line right now, Mr. Alvarado. Didn't see him shoot a free throw at his home court. This one hits the front of the iron and off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Rosetta. Ball shoveled ahead to Connolly. Against full court pressure, trap zone. Long pass down to Hart, right-hand side. Gives the ball back inside to Deshane. Deshane triple team, stripped to the basketball. Outlet comes left-hand side, stolen back away by Rosetta. Rosetta, two-on-three break to the right-hand side. Moves hard to the glass. A power move up, short. No, won't go. Gets the rebound back, goes up and is fouled from behind. No, they've called it a jump ball. On the alternate possession rule, it is Grants Pass's basketball. So it'll be Grants Pass's ball inbounds from the inline. Our end of the floor. Deshane comes over to make the play as they'll put a double low post with Hart at the free throw line and Bruner at the top of the key. Ending with an alley-oop in to Bruner, and Bruner gets the 2 points with an assist from Rosetta. 5-2, Grants Pass down by three. Irish with the basketball here at Heater Newman Gym. Galen comes down right-hand side, goes on the wing right in the corner. Right-hand side to Rodriguez. Alvarado, goes hard to the glass, hits up and good. So Alvarado has four in the basketball game. It's 7-2. Grants Pass down by five. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Conley gets the ball up to Deshane. Deshane spins into the forecourt quickly. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Right-hand side to Rosetta. Hard to the glass. And for some reason, Rosetta's having a hard time getting those short shots to go in. But he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. His foul called on number 11. That's Porsche. That'll be his first of the night. First team foul on the Irish. And at the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta, a 65% free throw shooter. Very methodical at the free throw line. Here's the two bounces. He'll bounce one more at least in a deep, deep, deep breath. There that is. Shot is up and good. So his first points of the basketball game, and it's 7-3. Grants Pass down by four. One more shot coming for Rosetta tonight. Next Wednesday on the road, ladies and gentlemen, at North Medford. Now, one more deep breath. Shot is up. Good. Nothing but net. So, two for Rosetta at 7-4. Inbounds play in the backcourt against a Grants Pass. That 2-2-1 zone. Still in the backcourt. Ball goes to Alvarado. Long pass up right-hand side. Back out front to Mack. Ball out front then to number four, Graziano. Graziano wants to drive. Kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner. Shovel back out quickly to Gaelic. Gaelic in the paint, bounce pass down low, backhanded layup is up and good by Forsha, and Forsha has his first two, and it's 9-4, Grants Pass down by five, four court pressure in the backcourt, inbounds play comes to Connolly, trapped in the backcourt, gets the ball up to Rosetta, long pass, stolen away by Alvarado, comes down left-hand side, and a traveling call on number five, Shelley, and Grants Pass gets the ball right back, 9-5 the score, Grants Pass down by five, 5:21 to play, first period. James Traylor going to check into the contest. And Hart sits down. No, Hart stays in. So Traylor in the backcourt with Deshane. Long pass up quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side comes to the wing. Shovels to Hart. Hart in the wing right-hand side. Back out front to Deshane. Left-hand side to Bruner. Head fakes. Gets into the paint. Bullet pass right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor double-teamed on the baseline, kicks the ball out to Rosetta. High post then to Rosetta, who backs away from their big guy. Comes after him. Left-hand side to Hart for three. Hits the back of the iron. High rebound. Fought for and controlled by the Irish. Irish controlling the boards here early. Alvarado bringing the ball down himself. Finds a seam. Lays it all the way off. No good. But the follow by Forche is good, and he's got four in the basketball game as he stuffed it home. 11-4. Grants Pass down by seven. In the backcourt, Deshane over to Rosetta. Back over to Deshane. Still in the backcourt to Rosetta. Long pass up right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor's pass has it rejected into the stands by number four, Graziano. And McKittrick checks in, and Hart sits down. Inbounds play coming down from Traylor. Traylor into the backcourt to Deshane. Deshane comes up to the timeline facing Gaelic. Ball goes left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner, wing left-hand side, lobs it right-hand side to McKittrick. Pumps once, then goes down low to Traylor. Kicks it back out to Deshane. Left-hand side to Bruner. 4-3, and it's just off. No good. Rebound pulled down by Graziano. Outlet comes quickly to Alvarado. Alvarado down the right-hand sideline. Lead pass up to Gaelic. Gaelic tries to attack along the baseline. Stripped to the basketball by Deshane. Deshane back. 4-on-2 break, right hand side to Traylor, lays it up and in, and Traylor finds two for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and it's 11-6. Grants Pass down by five. Gaelic walks the ball down now for the Irish as the pressure has fallen back for Grants Pass. It's still man-to-man. Ball comes out front quickly to Forche. Forche right-hand side, still holding the basketball, gives it off to Alvarado. Right front court, tries to get by Rosetta. Kicks the ball left-hand side quickly to Graziano. Out front to Gaelic. Gaelic almost loses the basketball, but maintains the dribble. Bullet pass down low. Shot is up and good by Forche. And he's got six here in the first period. It's 13-6. Grants Pass down by seven. Ball left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner walking down. Bounce pass. Stolen away by, no, still a loose basketball at midcourt. Picked up by Deshane finally. Deshane protecting the basketball. Left-hand side to Bruner. Back out to Deshane between the circles. Calls play. Fakes one way, then comes back left-hand side to Traylor. Corner left-hand side to Bruner. Down low to Rosetta. Rosetta spins. Kicks the ball right-hand side to McKittrick. For three from the corner. Just off. No good. Suddenly Grants Pass offense can't buy one. Going up hard for a bucket as Rosetta goes to the floor, fouled. He'll get two shots. And let's see who the infraction is assessed against. And at number 10, that's Alvarado. Alvarado will pick up his first, second team foul on the Irish at the free throw line right now. Jordan Rosetta, listed as a 65% free throw shooter, I still feel that he's better than that 65%. Once again, there's a second set of dribbles. One more. Deep breath, there it is. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Good follow through, nothing but net. Three for three. See what I mean? Very methodical at the free throw line. Conley checks back in, and Bruner is getting a little breather. Sperry has checked in for the Irish. He comes in at 6'3". 13-7 the score. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Here's the breath. Shot is up. Good. 4-for-4 for Jordan Rosetta. He's got 4 points. It's 8-13. Grants Pass trailing the Irish here in the early going. First period, 2:49 to play. Gaelic out front with a basketball. Bounce pass right-hand side. Back out to Gaelic. As Gaveman show his zone defense this time. Ball left-hand side to Graziano. Back out front to Gaelic. Left-hand side to Graziano. Pumps once, bounce, bounce. Bounce pass down low to Sperry. Back to Graziano. Out front to Gaelic. Back to Graziano for three. Left-hand side. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. And he puts the ball on the floor a couple of times as the pressure has fallen back. Lead pass up to Deshane. Corner left-hand side for three. Rims and out. No good. Irish crashing the board tonight. Three men came down with it. Outlet goes to Gaelic. Gaelic right-hand side into the forecourt that quickly to Graziano. Left front court. Back to the center now to Gaelic. Top of the key. Stops. Down low in the paint. They give the ball to Forche. Back out to Gaelic. Gaelic drops the ball out to Sperry. Sperry against to Graziano. All alone, top of the key. Had time, took the shot. Off, no good, but the follow is up and good. By, is that Perry? That is Perry. So he has two. Timeout taken by the Cavemen. It's 15-8. Grants Pass down by 7 with a minute 53 to play. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger's over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now, we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Just checked. The rebounds are almost even. I think Grants Pass is down by one. So, 15-8, 1:53 to play here, first period. Once again, this is Caveman Basketball on KAJO. Final home game of the regular season for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. Sheldon Irish are in town. Timeout should be just about expired. Once again, going to North Medford next Wednesday night. It's a Wednesday night game. By the way, Monday is a holiday. You got that? Yeah, they sneak these strange ones in every now and then. Monday's a holiday. Honest. Is that President's Day? Something like that. And the backcourt. Here comes Connolly. Connolly bringing the ball down. Deshane getting a little breather. Connolly goes left-hand side on the wing. Back out front into McKittrick. Right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor high post into Rosetta. Bounce pass left-hand side to Connolly. Launches the three. And it's good for Connolly. So Connolly finds the range from the on the arc. And it's 15-11. Still that full court pressure. Zone pressure by the Cavemen. Hucker goes down low. Shot is up and good by Forche, and he's got 8 here in the first period. 17 to 11. 1:18 left to play. First period action. Connolly sees a trap forming. Kicks the ball back right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta still in the backcourt. Bounce pass right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner fouled. No whistle. Ball goes left-hand side. You just don't knock that ball out of Brunner's hands. Ball left-hand side to Connolly. Then down low to McKittrick. Trying to get to Rosetta from the right-hand side. It was slapped away by one of the Irish. It's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. As Alvarado has been getting a little breather. He's replacing Forche right now. Grant's pass down by 6. Bring the basketball inbounds. Ball quickly to Connolly, left-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Brunner, right-hand side to McKittrick for 3. This was just off the back of the iron, off, no good. Rebound, chase down, and finally controlled by Gaelic. Up to Alvarado, left-hand side, gets in the paint, kicks the ball right-hand side to Graziano. Back out front to Alvarado, left-hand side to Gaelic. And he'll race at the Irish, comes back out front. He's the junior on the floor. Bounce pass right-hand side, and ball kicked by Brunner. It's Irish basketball inbound from the sideline. About midway between, the half-court mark and the end line. Sperry comes over to make the inbounds play. And the ball comes way out front to Gaelic once again. Caven showing that loose 2-3 zone out front to Gaelic, top of the key. Splits the zone, comes back right-hand side on the wing to Graziano. Graziano right front court, back to Gaelic, right-hand side on the wing. Looking down low, trying to get by Brunner. Feeds it high post into Sperry. Corner to Graziano, back out front again to Gaelic. Gaelic to the top of the key, looking for room. Kicks the ball left inside. Stolen away by Connolly. Connolly has the ball slapped out of his hands by Shelley, sneaking up from behind him here. It's still going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from just in front of the scorer's table here. Hader Newman, Jim Connolly over to make the inbounds play. And he's got McKittrick in the backcourt. And gets the ball into McKittrick, back to Connolly. Connolly turns, gets into the forecourt, working against Gaelic to Brunner to Connolly. Left-hand side to McKittrick for 3. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. And at the buzzer, it's off. No good. At the end of the first period of play, it's the Irish leading 17 to 11. We'll be back with the second period right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
Grants Pass down by 6. The end of the first period of play, 17 to 11 here on their home floor. The Irish have come out and played a very, very tough defense. Full court going both ways and have really attacked on the inside where they've had some space to move around. So we'll see what adjustments can be made here and how things continue to work out. The Cavemen send out to start the second period. Brunner, Connolly, Deshane, Rosetta, and Traylor. Sperry going to make the inbounds play to start the second period for the Irish, along with Gaelic, Shelley, Graziano, and Forche. Gaelic out front goes to Graziano, back to Gaelic between the circles. And away from the action, I didn't. A player control foul called on Gaelic. On the drive, Deshane down left-hand side now for Grant's pass. Looking to create some offense here. Ball slapped and rolls free. It's retrieved by Deshane. Back over to Connolly. Back to Deshane. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor wing left-hand side. Back out to Deshane. Deshane puts the ball on the floor. Comes right-hand side to Connolly. Back to Deshetta. Deshane to Traylor. out of bounds, trying to get the ball into Bruner. Slapped away by the Irish. It's going to be Grant's fastball inbounds from the end line, and Rosetta will make the play. Now we've got you up to date here. Ball left-hand side to Duchesne on the wing, down low to Rosetta. Jordan backs in, puts a little five-footer up. That's his first field goal tonight. He's got now 6 points in the basketball game, and it's 13-7. 17-13. Irish back on the attack. Ball in the hands of Graziano. Left-hand side. Ball goes right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley out front between the circles. High post. The ball goes to Sperry, and they call him for the travel. Spinning around looking for someone to throw to and just move that pivot foot. 17-13. Grant's pass down by four. Looking to draw even as soon as possible. Conley in the backcourt. Alvarado returns to the game. Sperry sits down. Conley in the backcourt gets the ball into Duchesne in the backcourt. Duchesne attacks, coming across the center line. Goes left-hand side to Conley. Conley left-hand side. Little head fake. Loose basketball retained by Conley. Back out front to Duchesne. Back left-hand side to Conley. Conley takes a step in. Gets the ball down low to Bruner. Then on the baseline to Rosetta. Back out front to Conley. Top of the key. Penetrates. Drops the ball down to Bruner. And Bruner lays it up and in. His second field goal. He's got 4 points. And the Cavemen now down by two. 17-15. Gaelic in the backcourt. Goes left-hand side to Alvarado. Alvarado bounces the ball off of a trailer's foot out of bounds. It'll be Irish ball inbounds from the sideline, midway between the timeline and the half-court mark, or in the end line. Shelley comes over to make the inbounds play from there. He's got Gaelic out front in the backcourt. Actually lobs it cross-court to Graziano. Graziano takes a step towards the baseline, then back out front to Rocco. Down low then to Alvarado and the paint. He lays one up and in. Working hard inside. He's got 6 points. 19-15 the score. Grant's pass down by four. Rosetta in the backcourt gets the ball up to Conley. Conley lead pass up quickly to Bruner. Bruner turns, attacks the basketball, goes left-hand side to Traylor. Loose basketball on the floor. Picked up by Rosetta. Gives the ball up, pardon me, by Duchesne. Gives it off to Rosetta, and Rosetta nails the three. So he's got 9 points in the basketball game right now, and it's 19-18. Grant's pass within one. In the backcourt, Gaelic, lead pass up right-hand side to Shelley. Right-hand side, he attacks along the baseline. Double team there. Don't want to give him a shot. Bounce pass out front to Graziano. Graziano backs away from Bruner's defense. They give the ball to Gaelic. High post into Alvarado. Alvarado tries to come down. Ball slapped away by Conley, but picked up by Graziano. Bounce pass inside quickly to Forche. Goes hard to the glass. It's no good. And a foul called. I think this one's going on Rosetta. That's a call. First on Rosetta. First team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen in this period. 19-18 the score. Grants Pass down by one. 5:26 to play in the half at the free throw line. Number 11, Eli Forche, was 3-for-4 from the charity stripe on his home floor last month. Shot is up and good. He has 9 points. He has 9 of their 20 right now. 20-18, Grants Pass down by two. One more shot coming for the Irish is Eli Forche. Deep breath. Three dribbles. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good. 2-for-2 at the free throw line. He's, I think, the first man in double figures tonight. He's got 10. Inbounds play quickly from Rosetta to Conley. Still facing full court pressure. A trap zone in the backcourt. Up to Duchesne. Still behind the timeline. Up to Rosetta. Quickly across to Conley on the timeline. To Duchesne. Cutting to the basket. Goes hard to the glass. And the following the stuff by Bruner, and Bruner picked up his third field goal on the other end on the attack. It's number 11, Forche, going to the bucket, picking up his 12th. It's 20-23, Grants Pass down by three. Rosetta again with it, pardon me, Duchesne with the basketball, left-hand side. And a timeout? Oh, they're just going to... The net on this end of the basket is tangled right now, and that's the reason for the official's timeout, as we'll get someone here to... who's tall enough to figure this one out. The officials are looking up, and I think they're going to need a little help. So with that, we'll take a little pause. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
They have just untangled it. They brought a ladder out. The official climbed up to just short of the top step to get to it. At any rate, this gives us an opportunity to tell you this second quarter brought to you by good friends at Diamond Home Improvement, right at the top of town on the north end of 7th Street. Right, whatever you need for the home, hey, go by and check it out. You know, whatever. Carpeting, lumber, decking, heater, a fan, tools. It's almost gardening season. About 6 weeks away. And it is Caveman Basketball. Inbounds from the sideline. Conley is over to make the play. DeShane retreats into the backcourt. And Conley lobs it over to him. 4:54 to play in the half. Ball right hand side. High post into Bruner. Bruner at the free throw line. Spins and fires off the back of the iron. No good. High for the rebound for the Irish. It's number 10. Alvarado goes right hand side to Shelley. Back out front to Gaelic. Gaelic in the corner. Left hand side to Forche. Ball left hand side to Shelley. Shelley for the three, and it's good. That's his first three of the night. He's been pretty much under control. It's 26-20 in the backcourt. Conley with the basketball comes up to Traylor. Right hand side to Bruner. Bruner double team every time he gets close to the ball. Gives it in the lane to DeShane. DeShane goes to the right hand side to Hart. Hart tried to bounce the ball off one of the Irish's foot, but it rolled free and picked up by the Irish. Alvarado, top of the key, drives, comes down the lane, lays one up and in. And Alvarado picks up his fourth field goal. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. It's going to be Grant's basketball inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. McKittrick is back in. Traylor sits down. Let's see. We've got DeShane, Bruner, McKittrick, Rosetta, and Conley. Conley bringing the ball down right at center court. Flips the ball over to DeShane. Right front court. Left-hand side then to Conley. Back right-hand side to DeShane. Bruner's working the high post. Ball goes left-hand side to McKittrick. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta in the corner. Rosetta, baseball throw right-hand side. It's deflected out of bounds. Going to be Grant's basketball inbounds just in front of the Irish bench. 28-20, 3:48 to play. First half. Inbounds play comes to Rosetta at the post. Back outside on the wing, then to Conley. Comes back out front. Shovels left-hand side to McKittrick. Back to Conley. Conley between the circles, right-hand side to DeShane. Then down low to Rosetta. Goes up twice. Finally draws the foul. And he'll go to the free throw line for a couple of more. And the foul called on Shelley. That'll be the first on Shelley at the free throw line is Jordan Rosetta, 4-for-4 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Two field goals, a 2 and a 3. Got 9 points. First two dribbles, one, two more, and now the one more. Now the deep breath there. Shots up. Good. 5-for-5. He's got 10 points in the basketball game. First caveman into double figures right now. It's 28-21. Grant's pass down by 7. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Okay. Deep breath. Shot is up. Nothing but net. 6-for-6 for Rosetta. You've got 11 in the contest. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Irish goes to Graziano. Back over to Alvarado. Alvarado left-hand side to Graziano. Still in the backcourt. Back left-hand side. Bad pass. Throws the basketball away. Out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass. Ball inbounds from the sideline. Our end of the floor. And the officials are talking about something now. A contact warning. So Grants Pass. And a timeout has been called by the Grants Pass Cave. And a look at the scoreboard right now with 3:21 to play in the first half. It's 28-22. Grants Pass down by 6. We'll be back after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 28-22, Grants Pass down by 6, 3:21 showing on the clock here in the second period. Caveman hosting the conference leading Sheldon Irish. Caveman coming off a streak of four wins in a row, looking for an upset tonight to maintain some momentum to hopefully get into the playoffs. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sideline. Our end of the floor. Conley about 15 feet down from the timeline. Gives the ball back into the backcourt to DeShane. Back right-hand side to Conley, right front court. Left-hand side then to DeShane. Quickly to McKittrick. Bumps to the three, then goes down low to Bruner. Bruner back out to Traylor. Traylor, high post, then to Bruner. He's got room, comes down the lane, lays one up and in. And Bruner finds room. He's got quick inside. 8 points tonight so far. On the drive, here comes Graziano. Graziano stops left-hand side. Move back out McKittrick with him every step of the way. Ball out front to Gaelic now. Gaelic backs away, comes back right-hand side to Graziano, corner right. Out front to Gaelic between the circles, then backs away. Keeps the dribble alive. Man-to-man defense right now by the Grants Pass. Caveman bounce pass right-hand side to Graziano. Spins, protects the ball, gives the ball up front quickly to Fourche. Fourche left-hand side, hands the ball to Gaelic. Gaelic at the free throw line, elevates there. Shot is up and good. And Gaelic gets his first two of the basketball game tonight. And it's 30-24, Grants Pass down by six in the backcourt. Conley gets the ball up quickly to DeShane. Right-hand side to Bruner. Bruner attacks along the baseline, kicks the ball back out front. It's deflected into the backcourt. Conley wins the race to it. Comes right back on the attack for the Caveman left-hand side. 2:14 to play all the way. Lays one up that short. No good. Looking for the foul. Didn't get it. Rebounded by Fourche. Outlet comes to Graziano. Left-hand side. I think he was throwing that to the official out of bounds. He was the closest one to it. Had to stop. Almost jumped to get out of the way. 30-24. Grants Pass down by six. But we have the basketball in the hands of Jameis Trigler. He gets the ball into DeShane in the backcourt. Zach walks it down, tosses to Traylor, right front court, back to DeShane in the center circle. Puts the ball on his hip at the two-minute mark. Back right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks at a 2-1-2 zone by the outlet. Comes down low to Bruner all alone, and Bruner has now got 10 points in the basketball game. Eight here in the second period. And it's a four-point game, 30-24. Kalick right-hand side, comes to Graziano. Graziano out front. Goes right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley wing right-hand side, gives the ball up to Gaelic. Out front then to Sperry. Left-hand side to Graziano. Down low to Fourche. Spins, kicks the ball out front to Gaelic. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Bounce pass right-hand side. Shot is up, off no good at the buzzer. And ball chased out of bounds by Rosetta. It was there to give the rebound to Fourche. So it'll be coming inbounds for the Irish. Their end of the floor from Graziano. And they go into a shuffle quickly before they can even get set. A long pass out front then to Gaelic. Gaelic with the basketball, being bothered by McKittrick. Almost lost it. Gives the ball up quickly to Alvarado. Then gives the ball front to Graziano. Graziano drives the right-hand side looking for a cutter down low. In the corner, right-hand side. Then to Sperry. Back wing right to Graziano. Out front to Gaelic. Gaelic left-hand side gives the ball up quickly to Fourche. Fourche right-hand side. Shot is up and good by Gaelic. Rosetta brings the ball down quickly. Passes the ball right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane wing right-hand side. Walks away, lobs it left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick puts the ball on the floor himself once, then back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor with the basketball, looking for Bruner at the high post. Rosetta working to try to get the ball into Bruner, but it was taken away by Shelley. Shelley right-hand side hands the ball off quickly to Fourche. Out front to Graziano. Graziano hands the ball to Gaelic, and Gaelic is the point guard. He's the field general. Stops out front, then moves off to the right-hand side. And stolen away by Traylor. Traylor's out in front of him, goes up and late. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Gaelic will get the infraction. That'll be his second of the basketball game. And Traylor will go to the free throw line. He's a 60% free throw shooter on limited opportunities. I have him 3-for-5 in 2025. First trip there tonight, of course. One dribble, deep knee bend, shot is up, follow through, hits the back of the iron, bounces through. Traylor now with 3 points in the basketball game. One more shot coming for the freshman. 32-27, 13 seconds left here in the half. Traylor, deep D-bend. Shot is up. Hits the back of the air, and this one goes off. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Traylor. Gives it right back to Connolly. Connolly at the buzzer, and Traylor goes. Gives it right back to Connolly. Connolly lays it up and in on the assist by Traylor. 32-29, 1 second on the clock. Graziano, half-court shot at the buzzer. Hits the backboard, but that's all. At the end of the first period of play, or the first half of play, it's the Irish still leading by three, 32-29. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and four generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has six licensed drillers and four modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run it down for you. Grants Pass trails by three at the half to the Sheldon Irish, 32-29. Grants Pass trailed by six at the end of the first period, 17-11. Actually won the second period, 18-15, to make it 32-29, still trailing by three. Grants Pass scoring came on 10 field goals, 2 3-pointers. They were 7 of 8 from the free throw line and were whistled for 2 fouls compared to 5 fouls for the Irish. The Irish scoring came on 14 field goals, 2 3-pointers. They were 2 of 3 from the free throw line. In terms of team numbers, in terms of rebounds, Grants Pass 8 rebounds compared to 11 rebounds for the Irish. In terms of floor percentage, Grants Pass 10 of 25 from the floor. That's 40%. Compared to 15 of 23 from the floor by the Irish, that's 65%. Foul shooting, Grants Pass, 87% compared to 66% for the Irish. And in terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has 5 turnovers compared to 8 turnovers for the Irish. And we'll continue with more and some individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipe Out Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now, we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Individual numbers, first of all, for the Sheldon Irish. Let's see. In a starting role, Kai Gaelic has 2 field goals, 4 points, and 2 fouls. Gabe Alvarado has 4 field goals, missed a free throw. He has a single foul. Kelson Spirey came off the bench to add 1 field goal and no fouls. Rocco Graziano, one three-point field goal, hasn't been to the free throw line and hasn't been whistled for a foul. Nathan Shelley, one three-point field goal and one foul. He's got 3 points. Eli Forche, five field goals, two for two from the free throw line. He has 12 points and a single foul. Now for the Grants Pass Cavern, Grady McKittrick has significant minutes, has not put a ball through the hoop yet or been whistled for a foul. Kingston Conley in a starting role has 5 points on a two and a three. He's picked up one foul. Jameis Traylor came off the bench to add 3 points on a two and one for two shooting from the free throw line. No fouls. Tim Hart has yet to score or be called for a foul. Zach Deshane, once again, same situation there. Jordan Rosetta has a two and a three in terms of field goals and six for six from the free throw line. That gives him 11 points. He's the leading scorer for Grants Pass right now with a single foul. Peyton Brunner right behind him with five field goals, four of them in the second period for 10 points. So that's the way all the individual numbers work out. We'll run down some more information for you when we come back right after this. 1 minute, Cape Manton timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Those numbers that we just shared with you, tell us a couple of things. First of all, let's talk floor percentage. 65% from the floor for the Irish compared to 40% for Grants Pass. 10 field goals for Grants Pass, 15 for the Irish. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All right, at any rate, the Irish do have more field goals than the Cavemen and are shooting a higher percentage. Now, some of that is coming from two particular places. One is Gabe Alvarado wearing number 10. He's a 6'3 senior. We did not see him handling the ball with his speed and elusiveness is one way to phrase it, as he keeps finding seams through the Grants Pass defense to get to the basket. And he'll start from the outside, find a seam, and go all the way to the bucket and put it in. He's got four field goals there. About the same situation for Eli Forche, who is really hanging out around the bucket. He's a 6'5 senior, so he's there, and he's very good underneath the bucket. And Grants Pass have not had a defensive answer for either of those two. So that's one thing. In terms of rebounds, Grants Pass has been out-rebounded, not significantly, but 11-8, and Grants Pass wants to get that down. They want it to be at least even, knowing, of course, the Irish are a taller team than they are, but they're really asserting themselves. That was not the case when we played in Eugene last time. Turnovers are a plus for the Grants Pass Cavemen, though, in terms of 8-5. That comes from the Grants Pass defense and hawking the ball primarily on the hands of Conley. Let's see, Conley, Deshane, Traylor, I think, even has a couple of forced turnovers there, too. So defense causing their turnovers, and the Cavemen converting on some of those turnovers in order to get it as close. Once again, Cavemen picked up the momentum in the second half. May have been a little distracted. It's senior night here, too, at a slow start. That's what it looked like, and the Irish came out blazing. But the Cavemen rebounded in the second half, They came to life in the second half. To actually win that one by just a few points. So that's what we have right now, as we've got about a minute 42 left on the halftime clock. Both teams out of the locker room and taking some warm-up shots now. And well, we are warmed up and ready to go when we come back right after this one-minute Cape Manton timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Just about ready to get this second half underway with the Cavemen trailing the Irish at Heater Newman Gym here by just three, 32-29. Final seconds ticking off on the halftime clock here. The officials have the basketball, and they're waiting right now as each team is huddled around their respective coaching staffs, getting final instructions on any adjustments being made. And they may still be making adjustments. So we'll see what will happen and transpire in the next 8 minutes of basketball. When that halftime clock expires, there you hear the buzzer in the background. We are ready. 8 minutes on the clock. Coming out for the Irish. All right, we see Forche. We see Alvarado. Gaelic. Graziano. And who did they leave out? Shelley. Oh, of course, Shelley. Cavemen. Send out their starters again. That's Hart this time, along with Deshane, Connolly, Rosetta, and Bruner. Cavemen have the basketball in the hands of Deshane in the center circle, going right to left across your radio dial. Deshane, right-hand side on the wing. Lobs the ball out front to Connolly. Back over to Deshane, right-hand side. Looks like a box. Not exactly a box on one. Ball left-hand side to Hart in the corner. He's surrounded there by Alvarado. Ball comes out front to Bruner. Bruner for three from the wing. Rattles it off. No good. Rebound into the hands of Hart. Hart fights for it. Controls it. Gets it out to Connolly in the corner. Out front to Rosetta. Rosetta top of the key. Looks for help. Comes back to Connolly. Left-hand side. Then takes his place at the high post. Dropping low. Right-hand side then to Deshane. Deshane left-hand side to Hart. One of the three didn't pull the trigger. Back out to Deshane. Right-hand side to Connolly. High post to Bruner. Down low on the baseline to Rosetta. Out front to Hart. Hart drives to the baseline and did he call a foul? It was pretty tacky, Jack. It goes against Forche. That'll be his second of the night. First team foul on anybody here in the half, this half. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Deshane will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen spread all over the floor. Lobs it down low to Bruner. Bruner hard to the glass. Hits up and good. And Bruner has 12 in the basketball game, and it's a one-point contest, 32-31. Gaelic in the backcourt goes left-hand side to Alvarado. Alvarado heads, looks for the basket, comes right-hand side, then to Shelley. Shelley trapped in the corner. Looks for help. Surrounded by Hart. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Graziano, who's come over to help. Graziano surrounded, goes down low on the baseline again to Shelley. Shelley drives, attacks along the baseline, elevate, shot is up, no good. Foul called, I believe, on Rosetta. That's the call. So Rosetta will pick up his second of the basketball game, and that's the first team foul on the Cavemen. Shealy well goes to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. So Shealy gets his fourth point at the charity stripe. One more. Shot is up and good. So Shealy now has five in the basketball game, and it's 34-31. Rosetta in the backcourt with the basketball over to Connolly. Over the pressure then to Hart, trapped on the right-hand side. Out front then to Rosetta, then to Deshane for three from the right-hand side. Bounces off the rim high and hits the back of the iron. Dead ball. It goes to the Irish. Alvarado going to make the inbounds play. Goes to Gaelic in the backcourt as a Cavemen show full court pressure right now. Gaelic in the backcourt. Back over to Alvarado. Flying down the court, loops it over to Shelley, right-hand side on the wing. Looks for room along the baseline. Kicks the ball out front, left-hand side to Graziano for three. Rolls it off, no good. Racing for the basketball. Bruner wins the race, looks for help. Gives the ball over to Rosetta. Bounce pass right-hand side to Deshane. Into the forecourt quickly on the fly. Outnumbered, gives the ball back to Bruner, who's just catching up. Shot is up for three, off, no good. Long rebound to Gaelic at the free throw line. Lets the traffic clear. Walks the ball down slowly. Comes up to Connolly. Connolly meets him at the timeline. Little head fake goes left-hand side to Shelley. Shelley out front working against Rosetta. Takes a step inside. Fades away. Rolls it off, no good. Long rebound comes out to Rosetta. To Deshane, and Deshane brings it down across the timeline through center court, left-hand side to Hart. Hart looked, didn't pull the trigger. He's about 25 feet out, likes that three-point range. Over to Deshane, right-hand side in the corner to Rosetta. Back out front to Deshane, left-hand side to Hart. Hart looks and fires. Just off, no good. Long rebound to Deshane, top of the key. Bullet pass inside to Bruner. Bruner kicks the ball out right-hand side to Rosetta for three. It's way off, and the long rebound again comes out to Rosetta. He spins, attacks inside, lays one up off glass, and it's good. And Rosetta gets his third field goal. He's got 13 in the basketball game, and it's 33-34. Long throw down the blank by the Irish. Goes out of bounds. Going to be Grant's pass ball. Inbounds from the end line, far end of the floor. Traylor comes over to make the inbounds play. He's got Rosetta in the backcourt with him. And Deshane about halfway down. And contested, the ball comes into Deshane. Puts the ball on the floor. Gaelic picks him up at the timeline. Drives left-hand side. Goes across the timeline. Gives the ball up to Hart. Back to Deshane, corner left-hand side. Alley-oop down low to Bruner. Bruner's got lots of room underneath. Lays one up and in. 14 points for Bruner. 44-35, the Grants Pass Cavemen lead by one for the first time in the game. Turnover again. This one goes to Rosetta. Rosetta right-hand side. Bounce pass down low. Slapped away by Shelley. Flips the ball out front to Graziano. Graziano to Gaelic. Left-hand side. Gives it back to Graziano. Graziano wing back out to Gaelic. Gaelic working against Hart. Comes to left-hand side. Working against Hart. Gets a pick. Hart Gray stays with him. Shoulder to shoulder. Bounce pass down low to Shelley. Shelley the glass off. No good. Tip up, no good. Shelley gets it right back, puts it up, and finally, Rosetta clears this one. Rosetta comes out to Deshane. Deshane down the right-hand side. Lead pass up to Hart, right-hand side, way out on the wing. He's surrounded. Ball out front then to Rosetta. High post then to Bruner. Back to Hart, right-hand side for three. This one's just off, no good. Long rebound into the hands of, once again, Forche. Outlet comes to Shelley. Shelley lead pass up to up to Alvarado. He had his back turned, bounced off him, but saved by Gaelic. Gaelic out front with the basketball. Feeds it high post then to Forche. Goes past him. Forche turns left-hand side. Finds Alvarado. Alvarado comes around the top of the key. Stops there. Drops it right back to Shelley. Or make that Gaelic. Gaelic out front to Graziano. Graziano pumps once. Puts the ball on the floor. Moves to left-hand side. Traylor surrounds him. Ball almost stolen away by Hart. Long three-point attempt. Misses everything. But Traylor corrals the rebound. Hands it right back to Rosetta. Came in lead by one, 35-34 against the Sheldon Irish. Ball left-hand side then to Traylor. Traylor back to Deshane. Deshane left-hand side on the wing. Crosses to the right-hand side to Hart. Into the corner right-hand side to Traylor. Back out to Bruner. Bruner to Deshane. Left-hand side deflected out of bounds by Graziano. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. McKittrick going to check in, and Hart's going to sit down. Sperry checks in for the Irish. And as they go big and Gaelic comes out. Deshane will make the inbounds play from the sideline, just in front of his own bench. Goes in the corner left-hand side to Rosetta. Back out to Deshane. Right-hand side to Traylor. To McKittrick, right-hand side. McKittrick out front. Gives the ball up to Deshane. Deshane takes a step inside right now. Gives it on the wing then to Bruner. Bruner drives, kicks the ball back out front to McKittrick for three. Just off. No good. Long rebound. Finally controlled by Graziano. Comes down. 4-on-2 break right-hand side to Alvarado. Shot is up off no good. Rebound, Graziano goes up with... He's clobbered by both Traylor and Deshane. Let's see who gets the infraction. Basket is good. Traylor. So Traylor will pick up the infraction at the free throw line. Graziano has his second field goal. He's got 5 points. Shot is up. Off no good. He gets his own rebound. Kicks the ball back out front to Alvarado. Alvarado comes right-hand side. Hands it a ball off to Shelley, who's come up front to the right-hand side to help. He's surrounded by Deshane. Tries to drive by Deshane on the right-hand side. Deshane keeps him way out front. Hands the ball off, though, to Alvarado. Drives the right-hand side. Lost the basketball. Picked up by Conley. Conley's out in front of everybody. Goes to the glass. Lays it up and in. And Conley picks up his 7th point in the back. And the Cavemen lead it 37-36. Graziano out of the backcourt. Walks the ball across the timeline here in the third period, a minute 15 to play. Right-hand side to Alvarado for the Irish. Irish on the attack right now, down by one to the Cavan. Ball left-hand side to Sperry. Gives it off to Graziano. One of the three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Comes to the top of the key. Tries to drive. Hands the ball off. Tried to hand the ball off. Got it right back. Three-point attempt by Graziano is up and good. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game, and the Cavan down by two. Rosetta comes out across the timeline, right front court. Gives the ball off left-hand side to Connolly. Connolly looks left and right, holds the basketball, gives it off to DeShane. DeShane up front, slides to the right-hand side. Gives the ball back left-hand side to Brunner. Brunner looks down low, gives the ball out front to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner attacks right-hand side, elevates, kicks it way out to McKittrick. Left-hand side to DeShane. Elevates from 10 feet. Hits the back of the air and off. No good. High for the rebound is Brunner. Right back up with glass. Rims and out. No good. It was halfway down the cylinder and climbed out. Rebound, Alvarado, left-hand side, quickly to Shelley. Shelley on the attack, right-hand side, gives it up to Alvarado. Wing, right-hand side, has a seam, but is cut off quickly by Brunner. Tries to back over Brunner, can't do it. Left-hand side to Sperry. Back out front to Graziano. His long shot off, no good. Rebound, though, to Forche. Forche turns, attacks from 5 feet on the right-hand side. It's off, no good. This board cleared by Rosetta. And the Cavemen put the ball on the floor, slowing it down. 30 seconds left here in the third period. The Cavemen down by 239-37. Ball up quickly to DeShane. DeShane left-hand side to Connolly as the Cavemen will look for the last shot. And he's fouled by Shelley. Just reached around right in front of the official. That was a silly foul for Shelley. Shelley will pick up his second of the basketball game. Inbounds play for the Cavemen. Connolly will make the play. We've got Rosetta in the backcourt. Steps across the timeline. Surveys the board. Doesn't have to take a shot here because 14 seconds. The shot clock is off. Begins to attack now at 10 seconds. Goes right-hand side to Brunner. Back out front to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Connolly. 5 seconds on the clock. Connolly head fakes, drives, penetrates. Goes up hard to the glass. Draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line for two. So the foul called on Alvarado. So Alvarado will pick up his second of the basketball game. Connolly will go to the free throw line. Connolly, 60% free throw shooter. He's got two opportunities here. 7 points in the basketball game so far tonight. Shot is up. Rims at out. No good. One more coming. Trailer checks in, and McKittrick sits down for Grants Pass. So Connolly, deep knee bend, shot is up. That's good. That noise you hear is coming from the Irish fans here. Long baseball throw at the buzzer, taken away by Connolly. He returns it, Dad. Oh, just misses a three-quarter court shot. It's a one-point game at the end of three, 39-38. The Cavemen down by one. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a three-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Your hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com, a legendary pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass wins the third period, also a 9-7 to make it 39-38. It's a one-point game up for grabs. Anybody's contest right now with 8 minutes to play. Caveman back out on the floor. It's DeShane, Connolly, Rosetta, Traylor, and Brunner. And here come the Irish. They're sending out Sperry, Shelley, Forche, Alvarado. And they get the ball inbounds in the backcourt quickly to Shelley. Shelley walks it up to the timeline, picked up there by DeShane. Bounce pass left-hand side to Graziano. Graziano out front, little head fake, comes right-hand side to Spiri. Spiri hands the ball off to Alvarado. Alvarado tries to follow him down to the baseline. Muscles went up, won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Headed down the floor. They came in looking for the lead. Ball right-hand side to Connolly. Wing right back out front to DeShane. Left-hand side to Brunner. Brunner attacks along the baseline. He's got room. Goes hard to the glass. Gets it up and down. He's got 16 in the basketball game. And the backcourt, Shelley with the basketball. Double team, slowed down. Gets the ball up to Graziano, right-hand side. Traylor with him shoulder to shoulder. Comes all the way to the free throw line, right-hand side. Kind of a hook shot up off, no good. Traylor for the rebound, gets it off to Connolly. Connolly flying down the right-hand side, two on two. He's got DeShane if he can get to him. Goes right into the glass, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. So Connolly will pick up the infraction. That's his second of the basketball game. Picked up one in the first period. Gaelic checks back into the contest. After a long rest, it's 40-39. Grants pass by one. 7 minutes to play. And now, I'm not sure why they slow down. They're talking to the Grants Pass bench. Ball in the hands of Spiri. Gets the ball inbounds in the Gaelic in the backcourt. Back to Spiri. Back to Gaelic, left-hand side. Tries to split the defenders. Does. Comes into the forecourt. Hands the ball off to Shelley, right-hand side. Back to Gaelic, right-hand side in the corner. And he brings it back out front to reload the Irish. Double high post for the Irish right now. Gailey comes right-hand side, tries to penetrate, goes to the baseline. Surrounded there, kicks the ball out front, though, to Shelley. Left-hand side back to Gailey in the corner. He drives, gets in the paint, pumps once, spins, gets by Traylor, and he travels. 40-39, 6:41 on the clock. Grant pass, we get the ball back. Inbounds from the end line. Connolly will make the play. Connolly to Rosetta in the backcourt. Back to Connolly. Full court pressure, falls back, 40-39, 6:35 to play. Ball left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane slides to the right-hand side. Looks underneath, gets a pick from Brunner, drives back to the left-hand side. Double team being chased with the basketball. The trailer right-hand side, back inside. Stolen away by Spiri and a foul called immediately. I'm not sure which way this is going. Oh, they're going to call it on Brunner. First on Brunner. Irish basketball inbounds from the end line. Spiri will make the inbounds play against full court pressure. The backcourt ball comes in quickly to Gaelic. Gaelic working against Traylor. Sees the trap at the timeline. Gives the ball back to Spiri across the timeline. Left-hand side to Shelley. Shelley up front wants to drive. Gets the free throw line there. Working against DeShane. Shoots over DeShane. Spins and fires. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Forche rebounds. Comes back. Attacks the basket. Off. No good. Rebound kept alive. Tipped out left-hand side. And a whistle underneath. I think this one's going against Grants Pass 2, maybe Connolly. No, Rosetta. So Rosetta will pick up his third. Incidentally, this year, Rosetta has more fouls than anybody else. Looping pass outside to Forche. Brunner challenges it and gets the basketball back, takes it the length of the floor, stops, spins, gives the ball inside to Connolly, goes up with a shot that's blocked, picked back up by Gaelic right hand side to Graziano, who attacks the basket, goes up with a shot that's checked from behind by Traylor and picked up by Connolly. And Connolly comes right back. Caveman holding on to a 1-point lead now, 40-39. Connolly right front court with the basketball. Gives the ball right hand side to Brunner. Brunner head fakes, can't get to the baseline, gives the ball right back out front to Traylor, left hand side to DeShane. Down low, tried to get the ball to Rosetta, who is being fronted by Spiri. Spiri slapped the ball away. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sideline, just at the end of his own bench. So, ball goes down low to Brunner on the baseline, left-hand side, tries to get into the paint, shovels the ball out front to Rosetta. Rosetta hands the ball back to DeShane and the Caveman reload. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 9 seconds on the shot clock. Down low to Rosetta, and Rosetta called for the travel, got hung up among traffic there. Turns the ball over, 50-39, Grants Pass still leading by one, 5:11 to play. Some big defense by both teams tonight. Inbounds play. I think we're looking to clean up the floor here. Yeah, that's what we're doing with it. Get this floor cleaned up, keep all these young people safe. On the road next Wednesday night, folks, we'll be going to the old South Panthers gym that is now Oakdale Middle School after the roof collapsed on the Tornado's main gymnasium after the snowfall. Inbounds play quickly on the give to okay, outside to Graziano for three and nails it. But Graziano hits his third three of the night. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. And 5 minutes left to play. We've got timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. We'll be back after this 1 minute. Kate Madden timeout.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle but take care of you.
A two-point game, 42-40 right now. By the way, this fourth period brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Hey, Abby's Remodel Parlor looks amazing inside and out. Be sure and stop by. Give them a call. I get a pizza. Well, just stop by after the game. Check it out. Enjoy some pizza and libation with your friends. Coming down the floor right now, Deshane with the basketball for the Grants Pass Cavemen, down by 2 to the Irish. Ball goes to Connolly, right-hand side, out front to Traylor, top of the key, left-hand side to Brunner. Brunner looks down low, tries to get the free throw line, can't do it. Right-hand side to Connolly. Connolly backs away, right front court. Resets the Grants Pass Cavemen, left-hand side to Brunner, chases it into the backcourt, and that's the backcourt violation. Turns the ball over to the Irish. That could be big. 4:39 on the clock. Cavemen down by 2 in a turnover. Gives the ball back to the Irish. Defense going to be called on now as they throw the ball deep into the backcourt to back up to Graziano. Graziano feeds it high post quickly to Forche. Forche drives right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Graziano. Graziano right back to Forche. Out front left-hand side to go back out front then to Shelley. Shelley wants to penetrate top of the key. Goes back left-hand side quickly to Gaelic. Gaelic with a basketball. Still moving out front. Gets a pick from Forche. Drives the right-hand side. Still can't get in the paint, though. Ball out front to Graziano. Graziano spins, turns, fires, shot is up, off, no good. High rebound taken down by Brunner, and Grants Pass's defense holds this time. Brunner brings the ball down himself. Cavemen trailing by 2, but with the basketball, just under 4 minutes to play. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Deshane. Deshane right-hand side to Brunner. Brunner looks down low, comes to the top of the key, spins, drives back to the right-hand side, elevates from 10 feet on the right, just off, no good. Rebound controlled by the Irish into the hands of Graziano. Graziano right-hand side to Shelley, still in the backcourt. Back left-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic up to Graziano. Gaelic right-hand side. Now suddenly the Irish are content to run some time down. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Shelley. Shelley out front to Gaelic. Gaelic right-hand side working against Brunner. Ball left-hand side to Graziano. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Graziano drives. Bounce pass down low to Shelley on the baseline. Left-hand side in the corner. Back out front to Graziano. To Gaelic. Gaelic drives, flips the ball in the corner to Porche. Shot is up for 3 points. Off, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by the Cavemen, but controlled by the Irish to Porche. Shot is up and followed by Porche. Still no good. Rebound comes down to the hands. Still 3 or 4 shots on goal. Finally, they get it up and down. Porche gets this one. 14 points for Porche, and he'll go to the free throw line with 1. Cavemen down by 4 now, 44-40. So 1 shot for Forche. He's 2 for 2 so far tonight. 14 points in the basketball game. Shot is up. Good. 5-point difference now. 2:51 to play. Grants Pass needs to get the ball through the hole here. Rosette in the backcourt gets the ball up to Connolly. Connolly coming down the floor as head coach Jesse wants to get the officials' attention. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Look at the scoreboard. 2:43 to play. 45-40 the score. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. Five-point game. Caveman down by five, 45-40 here, 2:43 to play. Play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Inbounds from the sidelines. Connolly will make the play. Lobs it into the backcourt by Deshane. Deshane brings the ball down. Double high post for the Grants Pass Caveman down. Deshane out front. Bruner gives him a pick. Goes to the right-hand side. Drops the ball right back to Bruner to the free throw line. Spins there. Hands the ball off to Traylor. Traylor right-hand side to Deshane. Deshane, free throw line. Elevates there. Shot is up just short. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Comes out off of Alvarado. It'll be Grants Pass basketball. Traylor fought for it. Alvarado tried to read it back in, and had he not, it would have been this ball. But right now it belongs to the Grants Pass Cavemen's Jordan Rosetta from the end line. Gets the ball out front to Traylor, right-hand side on the wing. So Traylor gets the ball, moves into the corner right-hand side, gives it to Bruner. Bruner elevates, shoots for three, off no good. Rebound taken down by Forche. Back to Gaelic, up to Shelley. Walks it down to 2:10 mark on the clock. Irish have a five-point lead and the basketball. Gaelic spins. Ball comes right-hand side to Shelley. Shelley bounce pass out front to Alvarado. Left-hand side to Graziano for three, and he buries it. And Graziano, that's his fourth three of the night. He's got 14 points. 1:50 to play. It's 48-40. Grants Pass down by eight. Need to answer right now if they've got a shot. From the inner right, Traylor drives the baseline, gives it to Deshane. Corner left-hand side, three on the way, rattles in and out, won't go. The follow by Rosetta does go, though. He's got 15 in the basketball game in the backcourt. Gaelic gets the ball up quickly to Shelley. Shelley surrounded left-hand side by Deshane. Looking for a cut inside or a pick. Double team down low. Gets the ball back out to Alvarado out front. Then between the circles to Gaelic. Gaiman need to get the basketball back. Gaelic runs out front. Gives the ball left-hand side to Graziano. 15 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 14 to play. Left-hand side then. Timeout has been taken by the Irish. Look at the scoreboard. 1:11 left to play. And it's a six-point lead for the Irish, 48-42. Back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply. Creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. 48-42, 1:11 to play. And the contest. Six-point deficit. You can make that up in a hurry. But you've got to hurry. Play will resume when the Irish put the ball back into play with the six-point lead. And you know they're not going to be in a hurry. Graziano will make the play from the sidelines. They're into the floor. Comes up, ball goes to Forche, and Forche is fouled almost immediately by Rosetta. That'll be his fourth in the basketball game. .48-42. PA announcer says it's three. Shot is up and good by Forche. Forche, well, he's a shooter, no doubt about that. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. That's his 16th point tonight. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up. Good. And it's an 8-point deficit. Caveman quickly up the floor to Rosetta. Rosetta up front between the circles. Right-hand side, double high post. Ball goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Just stepped out of the paint. Ball back out front to Deshane. Inside of a minute to play. Deshane out front. Back to Bruner, top of the key. Bruner elevates from the top of the key. Shoots the three and buries it. So Bruner hits the three. And the Grants Pass Caveman call timeout. Once again, down by five. 50-45. 50 to play. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Right back to action. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Irish comes to Shelley. Shelley double teams in the backcourt. Ball goes left-hand side to Alvarado. Lead pass up right-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic right-hand side is fouled quickly by Bruner. So Bruner will get the infraction. So going to the free throw line is number two, Gaelic. Shot is up and good. And Sperry checks into the basketball game. Hart returns for the Grants Pass Caveman. Looking for some three-point range. One more shot coming for Gaelic. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. Shot is up and good. 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Inbounds play to Connolly on the fly down the right-hand side. And he's fouled almost immediately by Shelley. Shelley will pick up his third of the basketball game. 38.8 seconds left. Caveman down by 7. 52-45. Inbounds play coming from Connolly. From the sideline. Inbounds to Deshane. Deshane, top of the key, left-hand side. Elevates for three on the way. Hits the back of the iron off. High rebound taken down by Forche. Down low to Shelley. Shelley trapped along the baseline. And a foul called, I believe. It is. And it'll mean shots because Caveman, well, that's their sixth. So Bruner will pick up his third of the basketball game. So Sheely will go to the free throw line. He is 2-for-2 from the free throw line. In two games, we've not seen him miss a free throw. He is 5-for-5 in two games. Now he is 6-for-6. .8 seconds left. Shot is up and off. No good. He is not perfect. Rebound being fought for, and a whistle stops the action while the ball is rolling around underneath. And it's going to go. Rosetta again. Okay, that'll be the fourth on Rosetta officially. And at the free throw line, number 12 is Spiri, who has yet to score a point in this game. And he has still yet to score a point. He misses the first one. One more shot coming. Wasn't a big score in the first game either. Shot is up. This one was good. He's got three in the basketball game. Bruner down the right-hand side on the fly. 23 seconds. Likes, stops in the corner right-hand side. Flips the ball out front. Stolen away by Rocco out in front of anybody. Pulls off the ball right-hand side. Kicks it out front quickly to Sperry. 12 seconds on the clock. Ball out front to Shelley. They'll hold the basketball game. 7 seconds. Game essentially is over. 54-45 is going to be the final score. There it is, 54-45. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this 2-minute caveman timeout.
It's barbecue chicken pizza season at Abby's Legendary Pizza, baby. Featuring our flavorful pizza sauce and a 3-cheese blend, layered with BBQ sauce, chicken, and onions. Let Abby's do the cooking tonight with our barbecue chicken pizza special. Add in some breadsticks, a fresh salad, and some tasty garlic knots for a meal that you can enjoy at your place or inside one of our parlors. Hot and fresh feast now at Abby's.com. A legendary pizza tradition.
When you choose a contractor, how do you know you're getting the best? Anyone can claim to be the area's top, but numbers don't lie. When you hire Clouser Drilling, you're getting a company that has 1 million feet, 4,600 wells, 54 years, and 4 generations drilling here in Josephine and Jackson County. Clouser Drilling has 6 licensed drillers and 4 modern drill rigs, giving customers confidence in one great product. The number's 541-476-7795. The name's Clouser. Contact Clouser Drilling today.
Wipeout hunger is over. Thank you to everyone who participated in our Wipeout Hunger campaign at Kelly's Automotive Service. We're so grateful for your generosity, and we hope that you're seeing better with your new wiper blades. But now we want to wipe out the rodents that are living underneath the hood of your car, causing wiring issues and other expensive repairs. Call us or go online at kellysautomotive.com and make an appointment for installation of our ultrasonic rodent repeller for just $197. Kelly's Automotive Service will service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Time to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and the Energy Conservation Specialist. Let's see if Head Coach Jesse joins us tonight. And we certainly, I know this was pretty an emotional situation for him, and here he is. All right. All right, Coach. Tough one to lose tonight. Had the lead a couple of times and just couldn't quite hold on to it.
How many turnovers, Chuck?
We had 11 turnovers. They had 14.
Yeah, you can't turn the ball over, you know, that many times if we're going to win ball games.
Yeah, and a little.
Rebounds.
20, they out-rebounded you by 5, 27-22.
Yeah. So we lost turnovers, we lost rebounds. That was my number one and number two things in pregame that we had to win. And, you know, we had some leads and we didn't execute in key moments in the third, in the third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter. You know, and just when we don't execute, we have some young players that don't rotate and understand what our game plan is, and that's just part of learning.
All right. So, how are your fellas right now? What's their psyche?
Oh, I mean, it's
tough.
Tough.
Will.
I mean,
we'll,
tonight's game was huge for us to be, you know, to stay in third place and to stay above that 32 for playoffs. So, you know, losing to number 16 team in the state doesn't kill you, but we're at home. And, yeah, I mean, just the feelings is that gut-wrenching feelings all around for our seniors on senior night and for us not being able to finish off that game. It was just, you know, rebounding kicked our butt towards the end and over rotation and letting Graziano hit 2 big shots in the fourth quarter really
those
hurt
are,
us. So that was our freshman guarding him, unfortunately, and he didn't get up and pressure him and run him off the line and just let him feel comfortable That was really the biggest difference of the game when it really, really turned, is when they got a couple of rebounds, kicked it up to Graziano, and bang. So, you know, tough one to lose right now. And you're talking to me right after the game. There's a lot of emotions I feel, unfortunately.
Well, I could understand. I want to thank you for coming up, first of all. I wasn't sure we'd see you at all, and I wouldn't have minded, or I would have certainly understood. Let's look ahead, though. How do you rebound and get ready for North Medford on their, actually, on a different floor than they're used to playing on? But that's next Wednesday night, so it won't be on a normal rotation. It'll be.
Yeah, I don't understand why the game got changed to Wednesday. Maybe because of President's Day.
I would imagine.
It got moved last week. I don't know if it has anything to do with referees over there, gym space use over there. I'm totally unsure, but no excuses. We got to make sure we're ready. We practice Monday morning, 7:30 to 9:30, early practice. I like some of those because it allows our boys' brains to not be in their phones all day and be able to actually use their heads a little bit more, even though they're somewhat tired. And then Tuesday we'll practice in the evening, and Wednesday we'll go over there, have a practice Thursday, and go try to win one on the road at Willamette on their senior night, and then wait and see what happens.
All right, two wins on the road could help you a lot.
Yeah, you know, we have to win. We have to win these next two to get in. If we lose to North Medford, we'll be out, unfortunately. Willamette's RPI, even if we win on the road, isn't going to be good enough to bump us up past that 32. But beating North Medford would probably secure us third place, I think. I haven't looked at the numbers yet, but there's some other things, obviously, that has to happen with the North-South game
right
at the end of the season. So, you know, if we win out, I think we're in because we would split with North Med, we would split with South Med, and we beat South Eugene twice.
So you'd have the edge.
We would have the edge versus our SOPs in our league. So, you know, that's all we can hope for. We just got to win out, and we got to do a better job. You know, our boys, you know, I told you the senior night was a little bit funky for us. You saw that the very first quarter playing people that we normally don't play at that certain time. Our rotation gets funky. You know, unfortunately, but you know what? We do it for the kids and, you know, give them their, you know, that this is the last time they'll play on Heater Newman. And so, you know, those are memories that we definitely want them to always remember, whether we win or lose. So.
All right. Hey, Coach, listen, thanks for coming up. I appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll see you at a funky gym in North Medford next Wednesday night. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back and run down the numbers. Well, let's just hold it right here, and we'll run down these numbers for you, first of all. Grants Pass trailed at the end of the first period by 6, 17-11. Actually won the second period, 18-15, to trail by 32-29. Won the third period by 2 points, 9-7, to make it 38-39. Still down by one period. Actually took the lead in the third period briefly, and several times in the fourth period just couldn't hold on to it. And in the end, actually lost it at the free throw line to the Irish in the final period, 15-7. Lost the fourth period, 54-45, the final score. Grants Pass scoring came on 17 field goals, 3 3-pointers. They were 8 of 10 from the free throw line, were whistled for 10 fouls in the contest, 9 fouls against the Irish. Irish scoring came on 19 field goals, 4 3-pointers. They were 11 of 15 from the free throw line. In terms of rebounds, Grants Pass was out-rebounded 27-22. Floor percentage, Grants Pass 35% from the floor, 44% for the Irish. Irish 20 of 45, Grants Pass 17 of 48. In terms of foul shooting, Grants Pass hit 80% of theirs, 69% for the Irish. Turnovers, 11 turnovers for Grants Pass, 14 for the Irish. And we'll be back with more right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down real briefly the Sheldon Irish numbers for you individually. Gaelic played most of the night at the point guard, had 6 points on 2 field goals and 2 for 2 shooting at the free throw line. He had 2 fouls and a starting role. Gabe Alvarado had 4 field goals, all in the first half, missed a free throw in the second half, 8 points and 2 fouls. Sperry came off the bench to get 1 point on 1 or 2 shooting from the free throw line. Rocco Graziano had 2, 4, 5 field goals, 4 3-pointers, 14 points in the basketball game, missed a free throw, and no fouls. Nathan Shelley, 1 3-point field goal, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He had 6 points and 3 fouls. And Eli Forche, 6 field goals, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. He had 17 points and 2 fouls. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, Grady McKittrick, significant minutes, didn't figure into my scoring line. Kingston Conley, in a starting role, had 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, had 8 points, and 1 of 2 shooting from the free throw line, and 2 fouls. James Traylor, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, and a single foul, 3 points. Tim Hart didn't tally a point tonight, was not whistled for a foul. Zach Deshane, the same scoring line. Jordan Rosetta had 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. That's 15 points and 4 fouls. And Peyton Brunner had 9 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and 19 points tonight, and was whistled for 3 fouls. Well, that's our story, courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll end the player of the game after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, tonight's player of the game brought to you by our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And we'll tell you who that is right after this from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Well, it's got to be Peyton Brunner tonight. Once again, 9 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 19 points in the contest, and 3 fouls, lots of rebounds. And he drew a lot of defensive pressure from the Sheldon Irish, who were expecting him, even though they hadn't seen him before on their floor. They did see him play at South Eugene. So that's the situation. We tip our hat to Peyton Brunner and the rest of the Grants Pass Cavemen, whose record now goes evens out in conference at 5-5. And we'll invite you we'll invite you to join us again next Wednesday night as we come to you live from the city of Medford at the, I believe it's called the Oakdale Middle School now. It's the Old South High School Gymnasium just outside Spiegelberg Stadium there. That's where we'll be, and it'll be live on the radio right here at 99.7 FM, 1270 AM, KAJO, radio voice of the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, for... Aaron Stone, Staffing Radio Control. Executive producer is Brian Diotti. Additional statistics by E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you the final score tonight. The Sheldon Irish 54, the Grants Pass Cavemen 45. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.